Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, this is Solana. It's not Hawk, obviously. We're having some technical difficulties right now. We have the whole crew in the back. Steph and Trier back there. They're trying to figure out the best way to get Hawk and Crowder on the air. I know we promised you Hawk and Crowder, and I'm probably the last voice you want to hear, but we're going to get all that sorted out. We're going to get Hawk and Crowder on the air. We're working really hard. So for the time being, until we figure that out, it's going to be Dan Day and I. It's been a hectic past couple minutes here at 790 The Ticket. Again, I know you were all excited to hear Hawk and Crowder, but for the time being, you'll get Dan Day and Solana just for a couple minutes until our engineers, who again are working extremely hard back there, they're trying to figure out a way to get Hawk and Crowder on 790 The Ticket today. It's been a couple days since we've been on, Dan, so I know that people are dying to hear from Hawk and Crowder. It's been a hectic couple weeks, right? No other way to say it. I know Tobin and Leroy were on earlier this morning. I heard them. I heard Zaslow and Amber. Everybody sounded pretty good from their homes too. So it's been a overall positive day for 790 The Ticket and South Florida Sports Radio. And I have no doubt we'll get Hawk and Crowder up and running very shortly.
Oh, let me tell you, Steph, Eddie, Tree, they're doing yeoman's work. They have been in the trenches with me since 5 o'clock this morning, making sure it works. I was excited to actually get out of the studio for a little bit and do like we do every day. Kind of take a break from life, talk some sports, have some fun with Hawk and Crowder. Just have to wait a little bit longer. And there's a lot going on in the sports world, actually.
Yeah, there is. I know we were going to have on Adam Beasley. It was a loaded potato.
Oh, no.
In words that Mark Hockman would use, it was a loaded potato planned today, and we'll get there. It looks like I'm getting a thumbs up. So soon we will hear from Hawk and Crowder. But Tobin and Leroy, Zaz and Amber all sounded great. So I think this setup is going to work as soon as we can figure out a way. And like, you know, Hawk's old, like you have to walk him through everything. He has no hair. Like you have to walk him through every step. Half an hour it takes him just to turn on his TV. So, you know, sometimes these things take time, Dan.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but you're kind of given the Hawk situation of it all. You kind of said some of loaded potatoes, so I guess I'll give a little bit of chanting. Sat your ass down. Lie. Stuff like that. Kind of get things back to some normalcy in the world. Good thing we've gotten a lot of sleep over the past couple of days, because today it's been a long one, but you know what? No complaints. I think like most people, you and I are excited to be back here doing what we do on a somewhat regular basis.
I missed the radio station.
Oh,
I miss
yeah.
being on air. I miss giving silly weather reports. You were telling me earlier, like, you need structure in your life. And I feel like for a lot of us, right, we're sitting at home. We're running out of food because you go to the grocery store and you eat everything in 24 hours that you bought because there's nothing else to do. And like, how much longer can we watch tiger documentaries on Netflix? Like, you start to realize, like, you miss your everyday life. We're getting a thumbs up from Steph and Tree. So, how do we do this? Do you want to just pop them up, Steph? Let's just pop them up and I'll run over there. I don't know how an easier way to do it. So I think Hawkman and Crowder are going to be on the air here in just a second.
Give us one more second right there. Of course, a lot of technical difficulties, a lot of things going on. Now, a lot of people see me as a kind of crazy, eccentric guy. That is not an act, Solana. Am I correct? You know me well that although I might not be way out there, I'm kind of out there, and I need that structure in my life.
I feel like you're out there.
Okay, I'm kind of out there. So having the structure back in my life is very exciting. But there's really serious things going on. You saw Karl Anthony Towns, his mother is in a coma right now due to coronavirus. So if you're thinking, I'm tired of sitting around the house, I'm tired of watching documentaries, it's a lot more serious than that. So
Dan, you're getting the call in. You're getting the call to the bullpen. Maroonie call to the bullpen.
This sounds like an awful time for me to jump in.
There we go.
Karl Anthony Towns. You're talking about Carl Towns' mom on life support. I didn't feel like yelling, "Hey, I'm here."
Sounds finally you decide to join the show, Hawk. Welcome.
We got action.
How do we sound? Just tell me technically, do we sound okay?
You sound good. You sound old still. Crowder, you sound great, man.
Okay.
I sound pretty good. Yeah, I got a little cove of towels around my head cuz Hawk told me to protect myself from echo.
That's right. You got to make sure you got stuff to absorb all the sound around your microphone.
In a couple months.
I'm in a cave right now.
A towel cave.
Yeah, I made myself a little tower cave.
So are we good to go, Solana? We're on the air. Everything's working fine.
You're on the air. This is I'm handing it off.
No, I understand
off.
That.
I'm handing it off to Hawk and Crowder.
So we're good to go?
You're good to go.
We're starting the show.
Let's do it.
All right, very exciting. So the truth of the matter is we were going to be off this week anyway for spring break. So here we are. We missed you on Monday and Tuesday, and we were itching to get back on the air, and now we are on the air, and the show will go on from different location. I'm in my house in Boca Raton, and you're in your house in Davie. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm here. I'm so terrified. My kids are coming in now. I hope y'all get ready for it.
Yeah, I have a feeling you'll be here, kid, playing basketball in the backyard at some point. I'm sure the cat will be walking around here, messing up all the equipment and the towels. I've got the TV on now in front of me. I'm watching the market right now. So we're back. We're good. We're getting situated, and we're here, and we'll be doing the show with this setup, I guess, for the time being. Now, we do have access to the text machine and Twitter and all that stuff. So if you want to text in, 67974 is the text line. And that way we know that you're hearing it and it's sounding all right. Be curious where you're listening, by the way. Are you listening on the AM dial? Are you listening on the radio.com app? Are you using the Listen Live button at theticketmiami.com? Very interesting to hear what methodology you're using, because I imagine most people like us are at their homes, and so we're doing our thing now. We're ready to do whatever it takes to bring you the show. We were ready to come into the studio if they wanted, and obviously we're doing it now via a home broadcast system, but we are going to do the typical show that we do. Coming on today, Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald, if it all goes well, technically. I don't think it was the greatest start to the show, but we'll do the best that we can. And we have Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour today. And then we're also going to have John Clayton, the professor from the Washington Post. When we signed on today at 2 o'clock, which we were supposed to sign on like normal, I was going to ask you if you thought Cam Newton is someone that the Dolphins should be looking at. And I know we're already getting up against a break because it took us a while to get on the air. But I'll ask you briefly before we bring on Adam Beasley, do you think Cam Newton is a quarterback the Dolphins should take a look at?
If you want to get rid of Fitzpatrick, because that's what he'll be a placeholder just like Fitzpatrick. We got to find that guy. If Cam's not your future quarterback, you know what we're looking for with Tua and all we've talked about for, you know, over a year now. If you want to bring Cam in to mentor Tua, I'm down with it to get rid of Fitzpatrick. The money has to work out and all that. But, yeah, I have no problem watching an old quarterback to see if he still has something. I like Cam Newton.
But is he old, though? He's not old like Fitzpatrick.
No. But he's unproven. Last year was terrible. 2 years ago was okay, but last year was pretty bad. We don't know if Cam can still do what we've seen Cam do. And that's the question. That's why I don't think he's going to get a big deal. So, like I said, if the Dolphins want to take that chance, Hawk, let them take that chance. But you can't have Cam and Fitzpatrick on the same team. That's redundant. That's a waste of time.
Well, what if I said to you, they're going to draft a quarterback. It's going to be Tua, or it's going to be Herbert or Love, or they're going to trade Getro Burrow, whatever it is. They're going to draft a quarterback. But next season, and remember, Tom Brady's now not on the Patriots. The division seems to be open. Next season, you're going to go into a quarterback. It's either going to be Cam Newton or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who would you choose?
Talent-wise, got to be Cam Newton. I think that's easy. The reason I laughed, though, Hawk, was that I don't know if Cam is the greatest mentor ever. So are we talking about the best chance to win the AFC East, Cam or Ryan? You got to be Cam. Let's not lie to ourselves. The best guy to mentor Tua, now we have to start thinking about that. I think that's the question with bringing in Cam Newton. I don't know if he's going to look at Tua and say, let me teach this young guy. Like you just said, Hawk, he's not old yet. He's not in mentor age. If Cam comes in, is he willing to try to help a young quarterback? Honestly, in my heart, I think no. I think Cam thinks he's still that dude, the hair, the foolishness. Like, I don't think Cam's ready just to be a mentor, to be a placeholder at a franchise.
Yeah, I think he would be looking to do what Teddy Bridgewater did, which is, hey, I want to hook on with the team and be their starting quarterback. I guess the real question then is, what's more important, next season's record and what happens in the AFC East next season, or is it having the right quarterback there to tutor who you think might be the next long-term quarterback?
Win now, baby. Stephen Ross is getting old.
Win now, really?
If he's not the greatest mentor, let's say Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick's an 8-8 guy. He was 5-11 last year. We know the record. But he, you know, historically, look at his record, Hawk. We all know. We've talked about in the past. We love him. The energy's there. He leads the team in rushing. All the stuff we love about Fitzpatrick. But he is a 8-8 quarterback. He's a 500 guy. Number of teams. What is it? Like his 8th or 9th team he's on. Number of teams, he's a 500 guy. 8-8 with Ryan Fitzpatrick with a little more help for Tua, or winning the AFC East potentially with Cam Newton. I say win it and take the brush off the front side. Take the mentorship off the front side. All the love for Fitz is there, but if we just look at these names, if we never knew Fitzpatrick from last year in the rushing, running over linebackers, all we fell in love with Fitzpatrick, I don't think we would – if this decision had to be made between Fitzpatrick and Cam this year with no pass on Fitzpatrick, I don't even think this would be a conversation.
That's the interesting part, right? Can you hear me? That's the interesting part, is we fell in love with Ryan Fitzpatrick last season. Had we not, it's a much easier question.
Yeah. And the continuity thing, you know what I'm saying? All the preaching that Flores does and all the praising he did of Flores, I mean of Fitzpatrick, was it something? Because I'm telling you, if I had to make this decision and pick between one of the two, and like I say, money's off the table, because Fitzpatrick is what? I think he's making, what, $6 million this year or something like that. I don't know what kind of money Cam. Like you just talked about Bridgewater, who took his job. Bridgewater got 60. He got 3 for 60
right.
something.
Right, but didn't he do a season for like 5 in New Orleans?
In New Orleans, is Cam going to want those kind of numbers? Because I'm not willing to give Cam $20-plus million a year. I can't do that for
right.
him.
Right. All right. Well, I was going to say, let's take a break here because Adam Beasley's coming up. And we already went long, and I'm still trying to catch my bearings here because we had such a difficult time getting on the air. So, Solana, we could take a break here, and then we'll come back with Adam Beasley as scheduled. Is that the plan?
Yeah, that's the plan.
All right. Everybody good with that? Everybody vote on that? Channing, you vote aye?
I vote Solana off the island.
That wasn't the vote.
What?
This isn't Survivor.
I didn't know what we were doing. I'm sorry.
If we did Hockman and Crowder Survivor, though, would you agree? Solana's first one voted off the island, and Dan Day is the ultimate victor.
I'm with you. 100% I'm with you.
Yeah. I don't think that could go any other way. That's the only way that it ends up.
Dan would have babies on the island. He'd have a family.
Dan would be elected president of the island. I would vote myself off just because I want to please Dan. All right. We're broadcasting from our homes. I hope that it sounds all right. We will start to work on the technical issues that we faced at the beginning, and hopefully each day as we do this, it'll ramp up, go smoothly, and hopefully before you know it, we'll be back in the studio, which is where we want to be. We are doing the shows for the foreseeable future from our homes, and hopefully everything sounds all right. You're always welcome to text in 67974. Hockman in Boca, Crowder in Davie. I don't know where Gino Toretta is. Is he in Coconut Grove, I'm guessing? Gino Toretta. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Are you in Coconut Grove, Gino? Is that where you live?
I am not home. I am home. I'm not in Coconut Grove. I'm technically in unincorporated Dade County, which is about five houses from the Coral Gables border. So
gotcha.
Behind Chicken Kitchen, if you remember the area, Red and Sunset area.
Oh, do I love me some Chicken Kitchen and some mustard curry sauce. Gino Toretta is the Heisman Trophy winner, national champion two times, I think, member of the College Football Hall of Fame, a friend of the program, and as long as you mention where you are, very close to Coral Gables, a sad piece of news yesterday. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Tony Roma's has closed its final Miami location. Can you speak on, you know, I went to UM 87 to 91. When did you go, 86 to 90?
God, Hawk, I'm younger than you are. I went 88 to 92.
I feel like I'm aging better than you, and I'm not aging better than many people.
You know, I don't know what you're, what mirror you're looking into, but I don't think that's true at all.
Well, certainly not with this pandemic. This pandemic, man, I am growing man boobs out of the out of my shirt. But you can speak to it. In our day at University of Miami, Tony Roma's was the spot.
Oh yeah, that was. I mean, in our day, remember that was pre-Cocoa Walk days. I mean, there really wasn't many places to go to. Heck, I remember my recruiting visit. We went to someplace, Club Oz. I think that was in the 180s on US 1, way the hell down south. But yeah, Roma's is, in my eyes, is dead for a long time because I think there's a TD Bank or some bank on the corner of Ludlam and US 1 now. So yeah, I'm not sure I ever ate in Roma's. I know I imbibed on some drinks.
Right, people don't realize that was the late night party was at Roma's. Do you remember the keyboardist?
No. If it's normally late night, I might have, you know, not remember much of going in there.
There was a guy named Brooks Reed.
It was dark as
Brooks
hell,
Reed.
I know that.
Brooks Reed was he would play the tunes, and that place was a party spot.
It's dark. 3 a.m, Hawk, and you're over there by the pianist?
Yeah, man, I got to hear
Hey, Channing, I'm not worried about the name of the guy running the DJ booth, if you know
what I mean. Sorry I wasn't on the football team, fellas. Sorry my college football experience may have been a little different than the Heisman Trophy winner and the All-American out of Florida.
I was worried about, am I going to get some baby back ribs and some french fries before the kitchen closes or not?
Yeah, but the onion loaf. How about the onion loaf?
It was all solid at 3 in the morning.
Really talking, are y'all talking about food for real, or is this slang? It's 3 a.m. We know what we're trying to do.
Listen, in my world, the onion loaf was actual fried onions. In Gino's world, probably not. Gino Toretta's with us. All right, so Tony Roma's is closed in Miami. I do want to ask you a couple of football things. And for a lot of people that don't know, Gino has a broadcast company, Touchdown Radio. First of all, you're in your business, obviously, dependent on broadcasting college football games. Do you think that the college football season is going to start on time? Have you received any kind of direction?
I have not. I mean, I'm going to say I assume it is. I mean, we're talking about September, but I think it's critical that we continue. I think the whole shutdown and the social distancing, I mean, you know, where I grew up in California, I mean, they did it, God, I think a lot longer than we have. I don't even know if our state is completely shut down. It's more just Miami-Dade County taking more precautions than the rest of the state. But I think the only way to stop this thing and to make sure that I think football starts on time is, you know, to end the spread, to make sure we can, you know, test everybody that's, you know, got it, and to quarantine them or isolate them, do whatever. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, there's direction now. I think there's enough time to get prepared, you know, after once it's all said and done. I mean, heck, remember last year when Fitzpatrick showed up? He looked like he had a half a keg in his under his shirt when he showed up to run sprints. So, you know, he made do all right with less time.
It's funny, Gene. I was going to ask you, is it more of like the organizational stuff with just football, period, college, NFL, the organizational stuff, not being able to, you know, to really see the recruits and see the draft guys, you know, see the guys you want to look out, you know, to recruit to college or even draft in the NFL, or about the players? Like, bro, I would not trust myself for 3 or 4 months not to have a workout plan. I would be 290 pounds. I think that's the bigger concern, right?
Well, we're pre-internet, I think, workouts. That's one thing I've managed to continue to do. The only thing to keep my sanity, I got the Peloton app, and I either go for runs outside or work out in the house. So, you know, I assume most guys are doing that. I think with UM, I think the concern is you have a new offensive coordinator. So to me, that's a new language that you got to teach guys. You've lost spring practice. You know, how much time are you going to have to prepare in the summer? Is it as soon as it's clear you go back in and then you're full time? I think with the NFL guys, I think it's less. I mean, I get where you're saying I don't trust myself, but you know as well as I do, when money starts coming into play, you know, guys make sure they're going to be, you know, somewhat ready to play, you know, once camp rolls around and things like that. But I'm concerned with UM is, you know, how do you install a new offense and how do you evaluate players? You have a quarterback that's just got here from a different school. And would they have 3 or 4 practices? And then it was all canceled.
Gino Toretta is with us. That's the disadvantage for teams that have made some wholesale changes. If you're returning most of your guys, most of your staff, you're going to be way ahead of the game this season, right? And that's nothing that can really be overcome.
Yeah, way ahead. I mean, that, but you know, I think that the other thing, and Channing, you know, mentioned, obviously, you know, guys are going to come back in shape, I think. You know, I think the critical thing is there's nothing compares to practice and the physicality of actual practice and going through stuff, because, you know, how many times we see a guy hold out and, yeah, he shows up in shape, and then he starts going through a full contract drill or gets lit up, and all of a sudden he's hurt and he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. Those are the kinds of things you have to be concerned about. And if you kind of crunch down preparation time, you know, it takes a while for your body to prepare for all those collisions and trying to accelerate and, you know, 0 to 60 speed or as fast as guys run nowadays and stop. That you put a lot of stress on your body. It's not normal.
And is that kind of what, like Hawk's saying, where the veteran teams or the veteran coaches, that's who's going to benefit from this, because they have their implemented system. Like you said, UM changing OCs, you know, and then honestly the DC situation, knowing that Manny, I believe, is going to get more involved. Is that where you'll be more concerned as a football program when those wholesale changes? And do you anticipate those solid teams, the Alabamas, the Clemsons, the teams that are already on top, will stay there? There won't be any dark horses this year. But, you know, with this corona effect.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I just think, like, you know, Channing, with pros or college, it's hard to – you can't evaluate. So, you know, whether you're – you know, let's say you're a free agent rookie signing and you know what, somehow you fell through the cracks, maybe you're going to get less of an opportunity to go out there and prove your mettle. I think in college, the same thing. You're a young kid. You know, maybe talent-wise, and you can pick it up, and you're going to be better, but the coach is not going to trust somebody that they've never seen do it, nor have they put through the rigors of enough practice and enough, you know, different scenarios with a field, especially a quarterback, that they're going to feel comfortable, you know, you going out there and playing. So I think, yeah, the more experience, the better. You don't have, you know, offensively, you don't have to teach them a new language. Defensively, you don't have to worry about, you know, I know what if I'm your coach and you're in your fourth year, I know what your strengths and weaknesses are, and how I can game plan, you know, around the best 11 I can get on the field. If you haven't seen guys practice, you know, and they're rookies or free agents, you're like, okay, well, I think this guy could do this, and you know, you get exposed in a week or two, and then all of a sudden, okay, well, back to the drawing board. What I thought we got, we didn't get. So, you know, the experience definitely has a has an advantage, or will.
Gino Toretta is with us. I mentioned earlier you've got a broadcast company, Touchdown Radio. You broadcast college football games. So you've watched all the guys that are coming out in the draft, and will remains to be seen whether the draft will take place as scheduled. But if everyone's healthy, let's say Tua, there's no questions about his health right now. That doesn't mean that long-term durability is not a question. That's always going to be a question. But the health right now is fine. Out of Tua, Burrow, Love, Herbert, you've watched all these guys. Who's going to make the best NFL quarterback?
The guy with the best 10 guys around him. I know that's a cop-out answer, but that's my always answer. Who's going to be the guy that's the best? I mean, you know, we could go back to Peyton Manning being the first pick of the draft, and people were like, well, he was great. He wasn't great as a rookie. And can we talk about the guys he had around him? He had Dallas Clark at tight end, Marvin Harrison in the Hall of Fame, Reggie Wayne on the cusp of the Hall of Fame, Edgar and James in the Hall of Fame. Okay, that's a pretty good supporting cast, you know, that is there to, you know, obviously help the quarterback to develop. I think, you know, Burrow had one of the most magical seasons in college football last year, just an amazing player. I think Tua is magical, you know, as far as, you know, the things that he did, even as a true freshman. My question, even if Tua didn't have the major hip injury, there were questions about his durability because he got banged up, you know, in the years that he was playing at Alabama, and his size is, you know, obviously that's going to be a concern. I think, you know, the questions with Herbert. Herbert's got the physicality of, you know, with all the best guys. He's 6'6". He can run. He can sling it. My question is he seems, you know, very laid back, not vocal. And if you remember Marino on a field, that's the exact opposite of Marino on a field. You know, I mean, Marino is in a guy's face if you ran the wrong route, dropped the ball, did whatever. And at times you need that. You know, I think you need that at quarterback. So I would probably, you know, I guess question that. But, you know, I think, listen, these guys are only going to be as successful as the team that they have around them, especially, you know, when they go right in, you know, as a first or second year guy.
Geno, Rivers, Brady, Bridgewater, Cam, Foles, Tannehill re-signed, Marcus Mariota, crazy offseason for quarterbacks. Who do you think is going to do the best? Who do you think is the best situation to ball out and prove that their move was the right decision?
To me, I mean, it's hard not to say Brady. You know, to perform as well as he has for as long as he has, you know, and everybody said, well, his skills have diminished. I don't see he's accurate with the ball. Now all of a sudden you got a guy, was it Mike Evans, a big wideout at Tampa. I mean, you know, he hasn't played with – has he played with a top flight, you know, Hall of Fame wideout, you know, since Randy Moss? And that was only one season, you know. I mean, that was a while ago.
One game.
Yeah, I mean
against the Dolphins.
I just to me is it and the thing that I like, Bruce Arians, the head coach, was a former quarterback. He's known for coaching quarterbacks. I mean, heck, he got Carson Palmer out of retirement and turned him back into an All-Pro. So I would think that he can Arians and Tampa and Brady are gonna, you know, I think they'll have a pretty good year and hey, thank God, is the AFC East up for grabs this year?
Yes, totally.
Get an extra playoff check. Oh wait, aren't they making guys play an extra game and they don't get more money?
No, they are getting more money. No, they're getting more money. They're getting more money.
That's a different discussion. Our new CBA.
Yeah. Oh goodness, they can smoke though, Gino. I don't know about that, but I heard they can.
Yeah, no more testing for pot.
The one negative, it's a positive for some guys. They backed up the pension. So if you made three seasons, you get vested, so you get a pension. They bumped all the guys that are around my age to, you know, a minimum of 500 for a season or something like that. The one thing that they did it at the cost, if you were on full disability, you just got, I think, up to 30 grand taken out of your pocket a year. And if you're permanently totally disabled, so that's I don't think that's a very good trade-off. You're permanently disabled to make some other guys eligible for a pension, but that's me.
Don't take it up with us. So we had nothing to do with it.
No. I'm just saying there are positives and negatives in the whole thing, you know. So.
Hello, it's Channing Crowder, Miami Dolphins. Yeah, 52.
Geno doesn't like what y'all just did. So we got to do something about it.
Geno Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, I want to know, are you guys on Comrex Accesses at your house? Is that what you're doing?
No, we're on a new internet-based system, which I am not at liberty to say.
Oh, okay. And then what do you guys see? Like the shows I do on Sirius, everybody acts like you can't do a show without your co-host right next to you. And on any show I've ever done with Sirius, we do it remote. You just do a little video conference call, you know, and then you can, you know, make signs to your co-host when they want to ask a question. Or
yeah, we're not even doing that because we're like Tom Brady and Randy Moss. One quick nod via text, and he knows which route to run.
Oh yeah, that's how it works. Well, you know what though, when you get like a guy that's just a terrible interview, and we all know that there are people you have interviewed that are just terrible, they ain't giving you nothing. And what I used to do when I used to do a show with Jack Root, I would just get up in the middle of the interview and go to the bathroom, and then he wouldn't see me on the video conference, so he realized I was done with my part of the interview.
Yeah, if things go well, I'll give you a if things go poorly, I should say, I'll give you a Mount Rushmore of terrible interviews as this thing continues, as I look for more things to talk about.
Yes, I like that.
Pour one out tonight, Geno, for Tony Romo's. Pour one out tonight.
Pour one out tonight. What do you, Bud Light, old or Coors Light in the bottle? That was like one of the first places that had Coors Light, you know, down here. I remember when I got to college. So, or you want me to drink bourbon or something?
Huh? Well, you must have fell off, Geno. Well, I want you to drink some Funky Buddha, man. That's
Funky Buddha. All right. All right, I'll get some of that, some of Tank. I got to get you to try Tank. They're the local guys as well. They're good stuff.
Okay, give it to me, baby. You know, I drink some beer now.
hey, Chaney, without a strength coach and drinking beer, yeah, it might be a rough few weeks when you go back to practice after this, right?
Bro, Geno, I'm garbage right now, man. My little belt, my stomach's hanging over my belt. My wife's talking about me. This Corona, man, is killing my sexy. Destroying it.
I've been back. I just wanted to see if you guys were talking any crap about me.
You can work out at home, Channing. You know that, right?
Don't tell my wife, Geno, because I, you know. Your kids and the French onion dip and the wavy Lays, they all just get a hold of me, man.
Oh, you know what? I have noticed that. I go into Publix, and you can't buy toilet paper or paper towels, but there's those damn Cape Cod chips every day in their full stack in there every single day in the grocery store.
So good. All right. Yeah, we got to let you go. Geno Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Thank you, Geno.
See you guys.
There you go, Geno Toretta. I cut out there for a second, but I'm back. And we're expecting John Clayton in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some NFL with him. So we still have a lot to come here. It is the 4 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder doing the shows from our homes. We'll get you all caught up. $7.90 the ticket only today. And then tomorrow, hopefully, we will be back on our simulcast on 560 The Joe. Hockman and Crowder brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. I'll give you the stock market info. I know a lot of people have been paying attention to the stock market as of late because of everything that's been going on with the economy. The Dow Jones was up almost 1,200 points at one point during the day. It retreated a little bit here at the close. So the Dow ended up plus 495 points, which is about a 2.3% rise. And you couple that with yesterday's bounce back, and that's some good news. S&P 500 was up a little over 1% today. NASDAQ dropped 0.5%. NASDAQ was down 33 points. It was up and down all day long in trading. But for the most part, a positive day on Wall Street as this massive bailout seems to be giving people some confidence that the economy will bounce back. So if you're just joining us, we appreciate it. I'm in my house in Boca, and Crowder's at his house in Davie, and Solana's holding down the fort at the studio in El Portal, and this will probably be the setup for a little while. Maybe I'm hoping only a few weeks, and then we'll get back to the studio. But I did ask in the last segment, you know, text us, tell us how you're listening and what you're doing. I'll read a couple of these to you. Listening in Northwest Florida on the radio.com app. Solana, you're the expert on this. What is Northwest Florida, do you think?
Northwest Florida, maybe like Miramar, maybe Weston.
Really? You think that's Northwest Florida?
Maybe Tallahassee, maybe.
Yeah, wouldn't the panhandle be Northwest
Bingo.
Florida?
No, the panhandle is the panhandle.
Right, yeah. So you believe North Florida, where'd you say? Margate?
Miramar.
Miramar. All right.
Weston.
So he says, listening in Northwest Florida on the radio.com app. Missed you guys the past couple of days. I usually listen to the podcast since I miss stuff having to deal with work crap while listening. Had to listen live today because I've missed you guys. And then he asks, are you going to be able to patch in Jay Fig eventually? Absolutely. And then he ends with love you. And so I should probably text love you back, right?
No, you shouldn't.
Somebody texts in, I am listening in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina on the radio.com app in the parking lot of a Walmart. How about that?
Now Walmart's off the chain right now. That's the new club.
That is the new club. You're 100%. If you're dying for human interaction, which you should not be, by the way, it's actually the way I just described it, you will be dying if you're looking for human interaction. So don't go looking for human interaction. But Walmart has people in it. So
every time I go to the Publix or Walmart or Delaware, wherever, you know, where I go eat my food, people want to talk to me like it's just a normal Wednesday. And I'm like, bro, let me go. Like, I got to get out of here. People still just want to, hey, how you doing? Do you think Tua's still going number five? I'm like, hey, bro, let me sneak on out of here because I got told to keep my ass at the house.
Even if Lori and I are walking down the street just going for a walk, if someone's near me, I go to the other side of the street. I'm not taking any chances. I ain't playing that.
And then the guy that's still throwing his hand out to me, boy, I know he hates me. I look at his hand. I stared at a guy's hand for 15 seconds the other day in Walmart.
Just looked at it.
And he just kept holding it out. I just kept staring. What do you want me to do with that? Put
somebody
that
else
back
texts
in your
in.
Pocket.
I listen to the show on the radio.com app from home in Michigan. Somebody texts in, work from home is not all that it's cracked up to be. Somebody says, I'm listening on AM radio. Love the interview with Gino Toretta. Keep him as a friend to the station. Somebody says, listening here in Dallas, Texas on Google Home. Been listening to y'all since the beginning. Somebody says, at home in Lutz, Florida. You ever heard of Lutz, Florida?
No, probably real little.
Nah, that's southern North Florida.
Rochester, New York on the radio.com app. Woo-hoo. Says he's out walking. Columbus, Ohio. On the radio.com app. Listening alone in a warehouse in Medley. Listening on the app. Jacksonville, Florida. Listening in my work vehicle in Parkland. So there's a whole bunch of people listening all over. I'm not going to go through all the texts, but we appreciate you listening. And obviously, today's our first day broadcasting from our respective homes. And hopefully we'll get all the kinks worked out and be able to bring you the shows as you normally hear them for the time being.
Did you whoop whoop New York?
Rochester, New York, man. Yeah, I have a lot of family up there. Go Red Wings, baby.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Strange thing to cape up for. Let's get headlines here. Alejandro Solana has our headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
By the way, I had mentioned earlier in the show, I Instagrammed out my home studio setup, and you can see it on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman. And I laugh a little bit because it looked like I had everything together, right? I had decorated the setup nicely, couple of laptops functioning, microphone, like everything is like really good. Then I contrast that with how I actually looked had I been streaming live when we came on the air at 2 o'clock and we couldn't get me signed in properly. And I'm talking with Steph, our engineer, and there's sweat running down my face and Crowder sitting there. He's all good to go. No problems there. If you look at the video that I post on Instagram, it looks like I am buttoned up and ready to go. But you will, if you go back and listen, if you use the rewind feature on the radio.com app and you go to 2 o'clock, you will hear just a whole bunch of hoo-ha because I couldn't get things together. By the way, if you really want to have some fun, use the radio.com rewind app. Go back to this morning, 6 a.m., with Tobin and Leroy. Leroy just seemed to have completely forgotten to hook a microphone up. And so at least I was trying. And God bless Tobin for just, he forged ahead as if Leroy sounded fine. And you could tell, I swear it was Tobin going, you know, what do you think, Cam Newton a possibility for the Dolphins? Yeah, it's a great point, Leroy. I was thinking, too, if they brought in Cam Newton, do you think Josh Rosen would be expendable?
Yeah, I think Josh Rosen would be expendable if they brought him in. Yeah, everything's good here. All right, yeah.
Oh, another great point by you, Leroy. I swear to God, that's how it sounded this morning, too. But that was not the engineers. That was all Leroy not knowing how to hook up a microphone. Made me laugh, man.
I had to get the, hey, crowd, do you have headphones? Oh, yeah. And I had to sprint over. Baby, where my headphones at? Let's go. Yeah, that was about 155. So I wasn't all good. I sounded good, but I wasn't all good.
All right, let's get headlines here. Go ahead, Solana.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are expected to re-sign Ndamukong Suh to a one-year, $8 million deal.
What? He's taking a pay cut? But Ndamukong Suh. I've never heard his name. What?
That's how his grandfather said it.
Ndamukong Suh.
Why are you calling him Ndamukong?
I mean, there's
just
N.
One.
That's how you.
He's one Ndamukong.
But it's Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh.
weird way to say it.
One year, $8 million is what Tampa Bay is expected to re-sign him at.
Un año for Ndamukong Suh.
You know what? He took a pay cut. That was surprising to me. I thought he was a mercenary.
Yeah. But I guess the opportunity to play with Brady makes anybody question, well, do I really need these extra cars?
Yes, I do.
All right, what else?
He made a lot more money than me.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a memo to all the teams yesterday saying all club facilities will close today at 6 p.m. after the completion of the Hawk and Crowder show. With limited exceptions, the league will reassess.
He wrote in the memo, upon completion of the Hawkman and Crowder show, close your office?
Yeah, that's what it says right here. That's what it says.
That was a strange way to say that as well.
The league will reassess April 8th with advice from experts.
Okay, what else?
He's always slow.
Solana?
No, Goodell. NBA's been out for 3 months, and now the NFL's saying, hey, you can't come to work anymore. Hey, Roger Goodell is special.
What else, Solana?
The IOC, that's the International Olympic Committee, they postponed the Tokyo Summer Olympics until next summer, 2021.
And you said earlier they'll still call it, though, the 2020 Olympics.
Yes, it will still be referred to as the 2020 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
And it's sometimes, you know, like they do Saturday Night Live, a special Wednesday night edition. They call it Saturday Night Live.
Hmm.
You're going to keep pulling up more examples of...
I just didn't want you to think it's as odd as you made it out to be when you were telling us that you were down with IOC. All right, what else you have?
You know me. I'm going to get you every time, baby.
I appreciate it, man. That's that no look. That's that no look.
Guys, get ready to feel old. Kenyon Martin Jr. has declared for the NBA. He declared for the NBA draft yesterday.
What else should I do? Get ready to feel bald?
You got some up top. It looks
yeah,
nice.
A little bit. A little bit.
Is he good? He's not, like, remember Michael Jordan Jr.? Like, let's not get too excited about Kenyon Martin Jr.
Right. Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, because even Bronny and Zaire Wade and Bronny, like, they're not going to be their dads. It's impossible.
Finally, guys, the company in Pennsylvania that makes Peeps just stopped production because of the coronavirus. There should still be Peeps available in stores for Easter, but they might be in somewhat shorter supply.
Interesting. Everybody loves Peeps for Easter. I'm not a big fan of marshmallows, so I don't love them. But, I didn't see any shortage of Peeps when I was out at Publix, I think, on Saturday or Sunday. You have weather? Because we got to get John Clayton's coming up around 4:35 this afternoon. You got weather?
Yeah, might be a shortage of Peeps Pizza, which I'll keep an eye on for all of you out here. Right now in Miami, 84 degrees, partly cloudy. 55% humidity with 100% chance it will not rain today in Miami.
Wow.
That varies, though, throughout southern Florida. 10 miles visibility and 5 on that UV index. That's your weather.
All right. There you go. Strange, though, when you say 100% chance of something not happening and then it varies.
Well, it varies.
Okay. Let me talk about cinch.com here. We're doing the shows from our houses, and a lot of people are working from their house right now. And this is a great service, and a lot of people have been telling me since they've heard me talk about it that they're using this now because it makes it so easy. Cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H. It's a new home delivery service for propane grill tanks. It is a no-hassle online ordering process. You order your new tank. You just go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. They deliver the propane tank right to your door, and they'll take away whatever empty tank you have in the back. It doesn't matter what brand it is. They will take it away. This is such a pleasure. You don't have to go to the convenience store anymore, the big box hardware store, and have them try to open up that big blue metal thing with all the propane tanks in them. You got to find the person with the key. They do it all. Cinch handles it all. You can exchange any brand of tank. And right now, for a limited time, new customers can get their first tank for just $10 by visiting cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and using the promo code GETCINCH. That's G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H. You choose your delivery date, and cinch.com will handle the rest. There's no commitment fees or membership necessary. You just visit cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and use the promo code GETCINCH, G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H. You could save time and money by ordering your next propane tank from cinch.com. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder on a Wednesday. Getting used to the new reality, as a lot of people are. Do you know, by the way, Crowder, we're going to talk with John Clayton coming up around 4:30, 4:35 this afternoon. Do you know what the odds are? When we were in studio together last week, you looked at me during one of the commercial breaks, and you said, we should bet the Dolphins to win the AFC East right now. You remember that?
Yeah.
So the odds right now, and someone explain it to me, the odds right now to win the AFC East, New England is -110, which means they're a big favorite. You'd have to risk $110 to win 100. Buffalo Bills are +150, so they're next in line. If you risk $100, you could win 150. The Jets are +700, which means you bet $100. If the Jets win the division, you win 700. And the Dolphins are +900, which means you bet 100, you win 900. Explain to me what I'm missing there. Why couldn't the Dolphins win the AFC East next season?
With no quarterback. I think that's what they're going off of, bro. Just the quarterback situation. If we were to sign Cam Newton, you know, hypothetically, I guarantee we jump above the Jets. No problem. Maybe the Bills. But the Bills, I don't know why the Let me rewind. I don't know why the Pats are in first place right now anyway.
Makes no
sense. Because of the fact that makes no sense to me. So that is the most puzzling thing with this list. And after that, I think the Dolphins are getting disrespected because the Bills and the Jets have a quarterback, and both of them been there 2 years. Darnold, second year, and Josh Allen, second year. But continuity doesn't mean success. Continuity just means, like, being there for a long time. So I don't agree with this number right now. And if the Dolphins go out and get a legit quarterback, I think they'll jump the Jets, and they can jump the Bills, no problem.
I think the Dolphins at plus 900 is worth a flyer. I really do. Bet $100 to win 900 that they're going to win the division. I think the division's totally up for grabs.
Remember, that's where the thing started, because we saw the odds, and I believe it might have been plus 1,000. And I was like, bro, let's bet it. Like, what's the right now, before they start drafting and signing free agents? And it was even before I thought the free agents would swung it a little bit with Vannoy and Ogba and Byron Jones and Eric Flowers and Karras and all the guys we added, Jordan Howard. I thought that would have swung it more than $100. But for some reason, they're hanging it on that quarterback situation. So if they want to hang it on that, I'll say, hey, let's go out here, believe in Fitz. If they do bring in somebody or the young guy they draft, and I'll say we take that bet.
I like it. I don't know what everybody's watching. Have you watched The Tiger King on Netflix?
No, I heard a lot about it. Is it crazy?
You have to watch it. Solana, have you watched Tiger King?
I haven't, but I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'm telling you, it's, I think, 7 episodes, each episode an hour. I watched it in one day, and I don't binge watch anything. Most fascinating documentary I have ever seen. But that's just an aside. What I was thinking was another thing that I watched over the weekend, speaking of sports gambling, if you're into sports gambling like we are on this show and we talk about it a lot, Showtime is doing a free preview on their on demand. So if you, whatever cable provider you have, if you go to the Showtime on demand, it's a free preview till the end of April. And if you go in the sports section, Jim DeJoseph had told me to watch this a while ago. I just wasn't a subscriber to Showtime. There's a 4-part documentary called Action, and it's all about legalized sports gambling and how it's changing the landscape. But it follows these professional gamblers and touts and prognosticators. It is so fascinating for anyone that likes sports gambling. I'm telling you, watch it on Showtime on demand. It's called Action. It's 4 episodes. It is fascinating. Because I know a lot of times we talk sports gambling on the show, and people are like, well, what is it? And this documentary is meant a little bit to be like a primer on sports gambling and show you where it's headed and how many states and whatnot. But it is, the characters, as you could imagine, are fascinating.
I wanted to ask you, like, are all of them crazy? Because we know, like, Sterling, I know his wife, his daughter goes to UM, or Pozzola, he's a married dude. He lives a normal life. They travel a hell of a lot, but I think he makes pretty good money. But the old thought of those sports gamblers, those guys sitting up there not sleeping, the uncut gems. Are they more uncut gem, or are they more the guys we bring on?
Yeah, it's why it's so fascinating. There are some real shady characters that they show. There's some other ones that are, they've all got a weird attitude. I guess there's something that comes with sports gambling and being a professional about it that makes you feel superior to others. It's like when in the movie Rounders, when they say you sit down at a poker table, if you can't recognize the mark, you are the mark. Is sports gamblers that do it professionally, like, they assume everyone else is the mark. But it's fascinating. But the characters, because we know Lee Sterling, nice family man. Rob Pizzola, nice family man. And there are some guys in this that are like that. But, man, there are some characters.
What's the guy, the crazy – Lang.
Oh, Brandon Lang. Right. This is the kind of – that you I watched – you'll watch – I don't want to tell you. I don't want to spoil it. But, like, you'll watch one of the guys in this documentary, and you will say, that's Brandon Lang. That is Brandon Lang's character. So there's a couple things if you're looking for stuff to do because there's no sports on at night. And, by the way, you really start to realize how much sports is such a huge part of your life. Like, that was weekends, nights, you come home, you put on a game. There's always going to be a Heat game, a Panthers game, an NBA game, and – yeah, it's just a totally – and you'd really be thinking now, let's see. Well, MLB opens their season tomorrow if this was the real world. It would have been opening day tomorrow for Major League Baseball, which is a just a national holiday for many people. And then what are we today? March 25th? Yeah, you'd be thinking about the spring game, right? Hurricanes fans? I mean, you'd be thinking about the spring game in April. And so there's a significant void. But if you're looking for something to watch, there are two documentaries I highly recommend. Tiger King on Netflix is, I'm telling you, you cannot put the remote down. You will continue to watch episode after episode. And then on Showtime, if you have any kind of proclivity towards sports gambling, this documentary called Action. Just, I am telling you, fascinating. The other thing I've been doing, you know, one of the sports that is running right now is horse racing. They're doing it without fans. And I know Gulfstream Park is...
Nope. You there, Crowder? Nope.
Yeah.
Looks like we lost Hawk.
Lost him again?
Yeah, looks like we lost him again. He'll probably come back and connect.
Okay. And I was about to say, he's about to talk about horse racing. I don't know nothing about it, but I know he's losing us money. Throwing my money in with those damn horses, man. That's funny for him to talk about people action. He should be on Action. Much as he likes it.
I've been trying to, like, dabble in gambling because I don't gamble as much as you guys. I know, like, you guys have the thread and whatever. And, like, this was kind of a come-to moment for me. Like, maybe it's just not meant for me to gamble since sports has been cut off.
Oh, you see, I'll go tell you, through this time, you really see what you like the most and what you miss and all that stuff. Like, gambling I'm not missing. I'm missing just watching games. I'm missing watching Giannis in the fourth. Like I like the climax times in games, and it makes you realize what you love about sports. And I really do. I like the final 5 to 8 minutes of every NBA game is where I get my excitement. And I've noticed that over the last week or so because of the fact that I don't have that excitement. I don't have that adrenaline rush coming up in those last minutes of those games.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me yesterday. Like I'm sitting on my couch. I forgot that we're quarantined for a second. Like I forgot that there's no sport. So I turn on ESPN and it's the OJ documentary, which by the way, I guess I'm ignorant, or maybe it's because I'm young. I didn't realize like how popular and how loved OJ was before the incident. Like I didn't know. It all happened before I was born. So like I had no idea.
Hey, you guys disappeared.
Hey.
Bro, you need to get off. You need to stop stealing Wi-Fi from your neighbors, bro. You need a loan or something?
I don't know. This Primeco has been really good for many years. I don't understand. My prodigy account. Where did I cut off?
You were saying Gulfstream. The Gulfstream's still running without fans.
They're running. All the tracks around the nation are running without fans, but it's one of the few sports. Like I look online to see what you can gamble on in the morning. I think over the weekend, didn't we bet it was an Angolan club?
This guy.
He fell off again. Angolan.
How does he, how can he leave us hanging there? Like an Angolan soccer team?
I don't know what he was about to say.
Did you guys
win? You know what? It's funny that you were talking about OJ and how famous he was with your age. OJ, bro, he was beyond any. I would think he might be more famous than any athlete right now, other than like a LeBron. Like OJ was big. OJ was bigger than Giannis Antetokounmpo, guaranteed, hands down.
Yeah, but he wasn't just in sports. Like he was in broadcasting. He was doing movies. Yes. He was doing TV shows. Like I didn't know anything about OJ. I think the incident where he allegedly did whatever, like the OJ incident. I didn't know how to frame it anymore. After watching the documentary, like I'm shook.
Yeah.
Like that was in 1994. That was.
Just tell you, my wife came in and she said, "Did you lose your connection to the radio station? Because house." So I just connected to some random free Wi-Fi that the neighborhood provides.
Don't worry, Crowder. We'll get back to our OJ discussion when Hawk disconnects again.
Oh my God! What?
Oh no, we were talking about stuff. You're watching and trying to get caught up on. And at his age, he was amazed that OJ was as famous because ESPN's playing the OJ documentary. Solana was amazed that OJ was as big as he was back in the day. I was saying LeBron was, OJ was like LeBron. OJ had his hand in everything until he said that the OJ situation popped up. But OJ was big back in the day.
Oh, my God. He was one of the biggest broadcasters. He was a movie star, television star. Yeah. Like, yeah, that guy was multimedia. Is this La Vaca?
It's not.
What is this?
El Baile del Beeper.
You can hear what it about is, Beepe.
The beeper
tell
dance.
You what. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder always feels this way. It's the Funky Buddha happy hour. So how would you critique today's show? I'll start with you, Crowder. How would you critique today's show? This is the first show that we've ever done where we're both in our respective homes and Solana is back in the studio. How would you critique it?
Since we are an A+ Marconium award-winning show, I would say about a C+.
Right. I'm kind of with that. Marconium, probably not the name of the award, but understand what you're trying to get at. Solana, you're observing everything that goes on during breaks and on the air, and you're in the studio. You're the only one that's in the studio. How would you critique today's show?
I'd give myself an A+. The show...
You are Donald Trump, man. You are the president. Go ahead. How would you critique the show?
No, I mean, I'd give myself an A+. Handled adversity very well. I did it better than anybody could have. as far as the show, I'd give us a B. I think things went wrong, but we got through them. A B.
All right. I'll take that. I'm with Crowder. I think a C+. The good news is... I don't think this is our typical show. We were off yesterday and Monday because we wanted to get technologically straight at all the houses so that we could do the shows. And I think for today's effort, it's not your typical show. We tried to make it a typical show, but even during this whole pandemic, we've been saying guaranteed laughs once a show. We never got into the archives today. We've been bringing on Jay Figg and Dan Day. We never got to them today. So I think this was an atypical show. Think we tried to do the best that we could. It's obviously, I think a lot of people are facing this. You're working from home all of a sudden and you're thrown off. Like it's not your typical surrounding. So I don't care what you do. Like if you're in radio sales and all of a sudden you're not in the office anymore, you're at home, like it just feels different. So it takes a little while to ramp up to speed. But I think we'll be there tomorrow. I feel hopeful. How about that? I feel hopeful for all the shows that are yet to come from our homes.
And it's weird being at your house because you have your husband and father responsibilities, and you let those go when you leave. Like I don't think about the house. I don't think about the alarm going off when I leave. And now I'm still in daddy and father mode and work mode. It's weird, but like you're saying, we'll adjust. Tomorrow will be right back to A+ where we're
A+
used to
tomorrow.
Be.
I feel it. Yeah. He's a little staticky again, right, Solana?
Yeah, I'm going to have to knock us down to a B- now.
Yeah, all of a sudden he got staticky there at the end.
B-?
We'll be doing it tomorrow. We're back live and local, so you'll get Tobin and Leroy tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., right here on 790 The Ticket. Before we get out of here, I want to talk about Deal Volkswagen. Now, Deal Volkswagen knows that these are uncertain and challenging times for everyone. And they want you to know that they're here and they're committed to helping you. Whether you need to get into a new car or you have your car serviced, they've got plenty of options. Anna and her team are offering curbside test drives at your home or the dealership, virtual trade value assessments. You can do it right over the computer. Car delivery to your home, video walk-arounds direct to your mobile device. They've also got online tools for credit apps and more. So with all of that said, they have some great offers right now to get you into a car today. Right now, you can get 0% financing for up to 72 months and no payments for 6 months when you purchase a new VW. Plus, the Sign Then Drive event continues. Get a new Volkswagen with practically just your signature. Zero down, zero first payment, zero security. Deal is dedicated to the safety of customers and staff. They're here to make things as easy as possible. So you can contact Anna and the gang today. The phone number is 305-448-DEEL, or you could visit dealvolkswagen.com, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers that say it's all about the DEEL. So tomorrow we will be right back at it. Tonight, coming up on 790 The Ticket, Solana, I'm imagining it is CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Back to national.
All right. So we will go to CBS Sports Radio this evening beginning at 6 o'clock. And then, like I said, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., it will be Brendan Tobin and Leroy Horde. They will be bringing you all the news that you need to know to start your day. So glad you're with us. And as we've been saying, if you if you're new to listening to us at home, usually you listen in your car, the radio.com app, perfect way to start. And the listen live button at theticketmiami.com, also a perfect way to handle things. Thank you. Gino Toretta was on with us today, the Heisman Trophy winner. Just heard Adam Beasley there from the Miami Herald. John Clayton, the professor from the Washington Post, he joined us as well. That is going to do it for us this evening. Hopefully everyone stays safe, follows the advice of experts, and we will speak with you mañana.
Find my wife. Give me some quarantine action.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.